Hello.
Good afternoon. Is this Hunter?
Yeah.
Hey, Hunter. It's John with Local Splash.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Good. I received a notification they were trying to transfer you over to me through our customer service department.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on? How can I help you?
I'd like to terminate my account and receive a refund.
I'm
not going to go forward with anything anymore. I canceled Indie Leads, and I'm just going to cancel this, and I'm just going to do the old-fashioned of self-marketing through business cards and signs.
I know you were adamant about terminating the Angie's List thing when we first signed up. I kind of walked you through on how to get through that, but why the sudden change of heart with advertising on the first page of Google?
Yeah, I just don't want to, I'm just not interested.
I gotcha. Well, with our service agreement, I mean, we always put it in writing in your subscription terms, especially when we have a discounted pricing structure like that, and we've already done a client interview with you. I mean, the first month, we can't refund you. I already went over that in the voice verification, too, before I signed you up, and I made sure of it because of the situation that you just went through.
I don't remember you ever saying that you couldn't refund me.
Yeah, and the in the voice verification recording that we go over, it says the first month's payment is non-refundable for the initial term and account setup. And it says we'll be charged today, and the discounted amount, it was $249. It says when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month at the discounted price of $249. You keep that rate. And it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fee or penalty. But we do ask if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due, which would be the 29th day. And then I asked if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms. I read that verbatim on every single account that we have.
Where did you say that you couldn't get refunded? Actually, I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, your non-refundable payment for the initial term and account setup. So the non-refundable payment for the initial term and account setup would be charged today. It says in the discounted amount of $249. When the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month in the discounted price of $249 on the 29th day. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time.
I haven't signed any agreement.
Right. We completed a client interview. The client interview was completed the same day. Looks like all the notes and everything for the client interview were submitted at 5 p.m., and then we submitted your Google verification form. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. We also submitted your Google verification form to the 3915 Bingham Circle, apartment 204. And then we also requested for a domain name to develop a site.
So you're saying that I can't be refunded for my account?
Well, the first month, they always do that, especially on a discounted pricing structure, to avoid that happening. We don't want to pay for PIN verification, request domain name, complete a client interview, put man hours into it, and then have somebody cancel. It's almost like we're working for free.
Okay, so now I don't really know how to proceed.
Well, we want to obviously fulfill our end of the agreement, you know. If I cancel it today, they would just cancel it out and they wouldn't do any work to get you listed or generate clients. You know, they would literally just stop everything, basically. Your PIN verification will be null and void once it comes in the mail. So, I mean, you're only committing to a month. It goes until the 29th. If you still feel that way on the 29th that you want to discontinue, I mean, let us know on the 28th. We could discontinue it. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. But, again, I stand.
So that would be the only way to cancel it is wait till the 28th?
Well, for the first month, yeah. I mean, you could still cancel it. You could cancel it now. I could put in a request to cancel it. But the canceling is just going to stop, like, any future billing. It's not going to result in reimbursement for the first month's payment. I hate telling you this. I feel horrible right now. But I still don't understand why you'd want to discontinue it to begin with. If we're going to build the site, put you on the first page, put you in position for customers to be able to call you directly without you having to pay per lead or click or call, also running Facebook ads through a Facebook business profile.
Have you guys ever looked up your website on the Better Business Bureau?
Absolutely, I have. I've been here 12 years.
Have you seen all of the comments?
Yeah,
I did some research on you guys.
Yeah, there's 32.
I didn't see one positive comment.
Well, the BBB doesn't let you expunge any of the negative that's on there. But the reason it's still A+, Hunter, is because we have zero unresolved complaints. Did you read that part? So we've been in business for 20 years, since 2004. There's about 30-something of them on there, with over 10,000 business owners that we work with. So what you're looking at is less than 1% of our client base. And we keep an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau because everybody that's written a complaint, we've helped them. Some of them are still with us, and they just can't delete those reviews.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, if you look up Local Splash, you can see us on all platforms, Hunter, not just BBB. BBB's 32 of them, but we have like hundreds of Google reviews, Glassdoor reviews. Like, we're a really well-reviewed company. There's about 5,000 total reviews online.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you're in good hands, and we're going to uphold our end. I mean, we've already started working on it. So we'll honor that if you want to continue it, you know what I mean, and continue to give us a shot to earn your business throughout the end of the month. I could leave it active and not proceed with any. You want to continue to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to love it, you know, and if you really need more clarity or you have questions like that, instead of jumping to like a rash thing and making me feel horrible, you know how bad I just felt right now? Let me know, you know. I felt like I was doing you a super solid. Like, you have, like, one of the lowest pricing structures that we've seen come through here in the last, like, 2 months. And then, you know I walked you through on how to get out of the home advisor thing. Did they reimburse you?
They've actually haven't returned any of my phone calls today.
Oh, of course. Here, you want me to...
call me for the weekend?
Okay, give me 1 second. Did you report through the BB or through the FTC link that I sent you last week?
No.
There's
they
a little
closed again.
No. You could do it online. And then there's a little link right at the top. Here, let me refresh it. There's a link right at the top that say like report. They'll get back to you. Okay, where man, you have so many text messages from us. Okay, here we go. Here it is. And there's a little link at the top where you can report them. And then I'm trying to find the actual number for you to be able to call. Because I think they're just giving you, like, the 888-811-ANGIE. Are you on ANGIE or are you on Home Advisor?
Home Advisor, ANGIE Pro or something like that.
Yeah, so it is the ANGIE. So they have a couple of different numbers that I have here for them. Let me see. Is that the one that you were calling, the 888-811-ANGIE? Because there's also an
877-800-3177. I've called, talked to so many people.
Because there's also an 800-3177 number. It's like 877-800-3177.
It was 646-389-1461.
Okay, maybe that's why they're not calling you back. It looks like you might be trying to, oh, there's a Federal Trade Commission report for refunds. I'll send you this one, too. Did you pay for Home Advisor membership? You may be eligible for a refund. Oh, yeah, here's the direct link from the code enforcement from the Federal Trade Commission. Let me copy this. This will help you for sure. Boom. Paste. There you go. Bam. Okay. Let me make sure you're getting these, okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. If you click on that link, that last one that I just sent you, and you'll see a little blue box, it says apply for a refund. Like, did you pay Home Advisor membership? You may be eligible for a refund.
Okay.
Okay, and then you could fill that out. You can put together a claim number. Now, if they don't, you have to call them and get a claim number. Hold on, trade deadline to request. Oh, no. This one is old. Okay, I have to find the new one. This one is says it has to be before February 26th. It's now April 1st. Okay, it's a pain in my butt. The other one that I sent you, that same one, if you click on it at the top, it also has report fraud. You can report them and fill that out too. But I would still try to go through them directly. It sounds like you're calling a 6-something number, and it should be either 800 or an 877 number. So you want to write these ones down that I have as their customer service line? So I have two of them here. When I look up Home Advisor Customer Service Department, I have 877-800-3177.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
877. Yeah, it's 877-800, and then it's 3177. And then they have another number here for customer service. It's 855-902-0606.
Awesome, thank you.
What was that?
I said awesome, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, my number's in there too, so don't hesitate to call. I want to, like I said, I've kind of been making my guys go above and beyond to kind of turn us into your one-stop shop for everything, you know, moving forward. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to getting this working for you, and hopefully you never have to go through this ever again.
Sounds good.
All right, bud. Well, if you have a great day, okay? We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.